You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday, March 8th, 2024, and you're listening to me, Grandpa Dan, streaming at RadioAlbion.com. It's hard to believe another week has already wrapped up. We're coming up to the end of this week. The weekend is upon us. Hopefully you're off this weekend and get a chance to enjoy it. And maybe if you haven't had the chance to check out all our great content Monday through Friday here at Radio Albion, maybe over the weekend you get a chance to give it a listen while you're out doing things, working in the yard or whatever it is. Perhaps you'll get a chance to do that. Hope you do. As always, I start off reminding you that we do have our Sven Longshank support links here on the Daily Nationalist page. It's right there. I encourage you to drop him an email, drop a postcard in the mail. We're looking forward to the day Sven gets out. Looking forward to getting to sit down and visit with him myself. Well, it is Friday. We got the weekend coming up. It's not just any weekend, by the way. If you're here in the U.S., this is not simply just another weekend. Got to remind you, you got to move your clocks forward, spring forward and fall back. It's time change weekend coming up. Saturday night, you change your clocks. This is a twice a year time. As I like to describe it, this is that time of the year, we have it twice a year, where the government has us all pretend that it is so omnipotent that it controls time itself. I was thinking about this. It's kind of a funny thing, but I think there's a little more to it than just how humorous it is when you think about it on its face. You look at the way that people wander around, you know, just going along with so many of these really absurd and ridiculous narratives. And it's really obvious now because the narratives themselves have gotten so incredibly stupid. However, I think we do well to sit and reflect on how so much of this program has been very long term. You know, a lot of this conditioning. This conditioning of the people to accept these narratives and go along with them has really taken place over multiple generations. I mean, the time change. Listen to the way that people discuss it. Oh, we're going to lose an hour. We're going to gain an hour. As if the government controls time itself. It's humorous to think about how man pretends to be able to do things that he cannot. Obviously, there's nothing that changes about time. You know, it's like the government is declaring, henceforth, as of this day, thou shalt have an extra hour in the evening at the expense you're giving up an hour in the morning. We are granting you an extra hour of daylight, an extra hour in the evenings, or we shall taketh away an hour of your sleep in the morning. Now, as we go forth and do this miraculous work, we need all of you to go ahead and change your clocks. It's just silly, isn't it? Everybody moves their clock and then pretends that we have lost this or gained this, when in reality, we haven't lost or gained anything. We've just obediently moved our clocks back and forth as if this really has any real meaning. These things just carry on. You know, they just get carried on by their own momentum. And nobody stops to think about, why are we even doing this? What is the point? Nobody even remembers the justifications about why we do this time change thing. And if those supposed justifications, which were given at the time, make any sense in today's world. In the world we live in today. But it just carries on anyway. It carries on by its own momentum. Well, we've always done this. So we always continue to, whether it makes any damn sense or not. You can see this manifested in other government decrees. We currently have a situation where the government is letting people just flood across the border. I mean, nobody's arguing that that's happening. They're just letting whoever come in across the border. They're bringing them in, flying them in if they need to. No curiosity where these people are from, what their background, all these people flooding into the country. And yet, if you go to any airport, everybody's lined up, obediently putting their shoes in the basket, putting all their stuff to go through, go through the scanner, get patted down because you could be a terrorist. And very few people stop and say, well, how does this make any sense? We went with the narrative that, you know, we could all be Muslims blowing up a plane or Muslims taking control of a plane with box cutter knives. So we have to go through the naked scanner and get patted down, you know, for national security because, you know, the homeland, we had this Department of Homeland Security, but now they let anybody walk into the country and they just turn them loose and give them, not just turn them loose, they give them money, phones, anything they need. And nobody just carries on by its own momentum. They start these things and they just keep carrying on. You know, we think about it. What if the government gave everybody a trade-off? Look, we're letting everybody flood across the border, but a trade-off of that is you can get on a plane now like you used to 30 years ago. You can just get on a plane and we're not going to hassle you. You're not going to do this make-believe airport security thing. Y'all can just get on the damn airplane. No guarantee the airplane's going to stay in one piece, but that's the price we pay for our vibrant democracy. But they don't even do that. They just say, well, we're going to let these people walk in, whoever wants to. But the rest of y'all, you guys still line up and do the security charade. Everybody has to go along. I have to pretend that all this is brand new. Forget what they said before. The climate change is another one. If you've lived long enough, I remember all the threats of the coming global ice age. We were all going to freeze to death because we were going to have a global ice age. And then it became global warming. And then it kind of got ambiguous there for a minute. And now it's just climate change. That way we've got all our bases covered. I always laugh when they do the climate change stuff because they do the climate change thing and this narrative that, you know, they always say what all these coastal cities are going to be underwater. You see, because what's going to happen is all of this ice at the North Pole is all this, all the polar ice caps. You see, all that ice is going to melt. Well, that water's got to go somewhere. That ocean's going to fill up and your coastal cities will be disappeared. Never mind the fact that if you had an actual education, if you're old enough to have had an actual education back when you were in the third grade, in elementary school, you had science lessons where you understood that frozen things take up more room. Why do you think you have to put antifreeze in your car? You know, because if you just put water in the cooling system and it gets really cold and that water freezes, it expands and takes up more room. You know, you're in third grade. We do a science experience. You take a glass of water and put ice in it and fill it all the way up to the very, 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 very top. And then when that ice melts, guess what? The water doesn't spill over the top. The water level goes down because the solids take up more room. It doesn't matter. The polar ice cap, we're going to have all this ice melt and all of this water from the melting ice is going to flood the cities. And everybody just goes along. It is carried on by its own momentum. I bring in a story today, which kind of is related to all this make-believe. This is from Yahoo News, and the headline is California. It actually comes from the Los Angeles Times via Yahoo News. And the headline is California man first in U.S. to be charged with smuggling greenhouse gases. Now, we're used to this narrative being that greenhouse gas is carbon dioxide, which we breathe out. It's destroying the planet. Once again, when I was probably in second grade, we learned all about this little thing called photosynthesis. You remember those lessons? If you're old enough, you do. Now, I guess they don't teach this anymore. You got to learn about the Holocaust and Martin Luther King. I think that's all that's in school. I'm about 100% convinced that all that is taught anymore in the public schools is the Holocaust and Martin Luther King. And now I guess you have to make room for some form of gay pride. They don't teach anything. Back in my day, we learned about a little thing called photosynthesis, you know, and how we work, how we live, how the planet is in balance. We breathe in oxygen. We exhale carbon dioxide. And by this just miracle, the miracle of nature, plants breathe in the carbon dioxide that we produce, and in exchange, produces oxygen. You see, it goes around a circle. I can still remember the little diagram where it had like a tree and an arrow coming off the tree and then man and animals and then the arrow going back to the tree. This was like second, third grade stuff. But it doesn't matter. Now, this carbon dioxide that we exhale is actually going to kill the planet via climate change, whether that's global warming or global cooling. Now, I read this or I saw the headline. I'm like, how the hell is this guy? What was he doing? Did he have a truck? Did he have a truck full of illegals? And those illegals are breathing out carbon dioxide. Such is not the case. I thought, how was this possible? Because you see, even I didn't realize this related to an earlier part of the climate change hoax, you know, one that we kind of forgot about, but apparently it's still somewhat relevant. A San Diego man has been arrested on suspicion of smuggling potent greenhouse gases into the United States from Mexico, becoming the first in the nation to be charged with smuggling the environmentally harmful gases. They're commonly used as refrigerants, according to federal prosecutors. Michael Hart, 58, is accused of hiding the hydrofluorocarbons, also known as HFCs, in his vehicle to transport them across the border from Mexico, according to a news release from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of California. Hydrofluorocarbons are considered a major driver of global warming. We're specific on this one. And have been targeted in climate legislation and treaties worldwide. 2022, the refrigerants became illegal to import into the U.S. without allowances from the Environmental Protection Agency. So the answer here is the guy went over to Mexico and bought some Freon. Brought some Freon. And brought it back to try to turn around and sell it, make a few bucks. Because, you know, you got to respect the grind. Man's got to try to make a living. Now, the Freon thing, this reminded me of how we got to where we are today. You see, because back in the day, as part of the climate change, at that time, global warming, that's why they used global warming specifically here, instead of the omnipotent, all-covering, all things, climate change. See, back in the day, they created the hoax that because you have air conditioning, this Freon, it's destroying the ozone. There's a hole. You remember that? If you're old enough, you remember. The media was harping on and on, kvetching on and on to us. The ozone hole, they were tracking the hole in the ozone is getting bigger. And if the ozone hole, it's big enough, we're all going to fry to death. We're all going to be sizzled. We're going to be sizzled, burned up by the sun. You can see the only thing protecting us in the atmosphere is this tiny thin layer of ozone. And because you have air conditioning, your ozone, that Freon escapes from your air conditioning system and just burns this hole. And you see the hole was getting bigger. The hole was getting bigger and bigger. And if it got big enough, we're all going to fry because there's a hole there. The ozone doesn't exist there. Now, people with common sense would sit here and say, well, wait a minute. If that's the case, then we could go in a boat or a plane or whatever and go underneath the ozone hole and we should all fry, right? Like, that ought to be the area that is akin to a kid holding a magnifying glass and, you know, burning up ants. We have this hole of the only thing protecting us from instantly going up in flames, you know, like in a movie where the, you know, they depict a nuclear blast and you see the people and all of a sudden they turn to skeletons and they're just up in flames and they're destroyed. The only thing protecting us was this minute little thin, you see, because the earth is so fragile. It's a minute thin layer of ozone. And see, we've already got a hole. We've got a giant hole where it's gone. And if it's all gone, we're all just going up in smoke. Of course, they never explained why it was. As I recall, it's been, of course, many years ago. As I recall it, they claimed, of course, quite conveniently, that the hole was over the ocean. Some vague area over the ocean. Because if they said there's a hole in the ozone layer over the state of Texas, people in Texas would be like, seems pretty much the same to me. And yet they never could explain why it was if the only thing keeping us from going up in smoke was this ozone layer that now there's a hole in, why it was that they weren't diverting flights around the ozone hole, because if you flew under it, the whole plane just, everybody on the plane, be more efficient than Muslim terrorists with a box cutter. They never, of course, explained that. In the background of all this, of course, at the time, our primary refrigerant in our vehicles was R12, which worked really, really good. Those of you who aren't old enough to know R12, I'll tell you what, you could have a 1980s model Ford pickup. I don't know what it was, but in that year frame, like say in the 1980s, Ford had just the most badass air conditioner. I don't have no brand loyalty, by the way. I laugh at people that have brand loyalty. I always tell people, if I've worked on it, if I've had to turn a wrench on it, it's been cussed. I find brand loyalty to be, I don't want brand, so I'm not shilling for Ford. But back in the day, it's just a fact. You know, if you had a, say, bought a brand new 1984 model Ford pickup, that sucker come charged up with R12, and I'm going to tell you what, you could hang meat in there. R12 worked really good. Now, then you had this ozone hole crisis. Now, like so many of these things, remember, I just, one hoax leads to another in my mind. You know, it's kind of like the whole, it's kind of like the other hoax. Everything in this country is a hoax, and it's been for a long time. It's like the Y2K hoax. The world was going to end because the computers wouldn't know what year it was. A lot of people made money off of that. Back in those days, you could go, like if your pickup got low on free, you got a few years and the pickups, you got a little bit of a leak, you know. It's not a bad leak, but you got a little leak. And once a year, you got to put a can in it. You could go buy a can of R12 for like $2 or less. Hell, if it's on sale, you might get it for 99 cents a can because R12 Freon had been out for a long time. Been around for years. It was cheap. And this became part of the problem. As we know, there is no differentiation between corporate and government in the U.S. This is a new discovery for many people, but when you look back and become aware of these things, it's been that way for a long, long time. You see, the patent for R12 was held by DuPont, and the patent had run out. So, lo and behold, the answer to killing the environment, to the hole in the ozone, which was going to fry us like ants under a magnifying glass, was a new Freon, which had just by pure coincidence also been developed by DuPont, R134A. This was the answer to our environmental problems. Now, just like with Y2K, where they told a lot of people that if they didn't want the world to end because your computer doesn't know what year it is, I remember at the time asking, what difference does it make? Just pick a random date and tell the computer that's today. Why would it still not pump your gas? But anyway, the answer was you're going to have to spend a lot of money. You know, they laundered so much money through the Y2K thing. Oh, you got to come in and you got to update your hardware, your software. You're going to have to pay these people tens of thousands of dollars to come in and rework your system. Otherwise, everything will end. Americans live under the cloud of everything will end. They're just used to that. Soviet Union, North Korea, pick it. Somewhere there's some doom and gloom that's just waiting to destroy us. The same thing. They told us we're going to switch this new 134, which DuPont holds the patent on. It's going to cost more money than R12, but that was just the beginning. They told everybody that to convert your old R12 vehicle, because you weren't going to be able to get R12. You know, as the stock sells up, the price goes. See, that works. You see, R12 is cheap if it's on sale, 99 cents a can. But now the government says you can't get it. They're just forcing DuPont not to make R12 anymore. So the R12 that DuPont already has, now you're going to be paying $20 a can for it while you can get it. See how that works? Where did that money go? I'm sure some of it wound up in government people's pockets and DuPont raked in the bucks. All the while, they've got the corner on the market for the new environmentally friendly R134A. And when your old R12 vehicle, when you just absolutely can't get R12 anymore at any price, your old R12 vehicle, you have to convert it to 134A. And they said you were going to have to do all of this. I mean, long litany list of stuff. It's going to cost you thousands of dollars. It all comes back to my observations of how our existence in this country is just that of livestock. You may find that insulting, and it is, but it is the truth. From cradle to grave, you exist in this system to make money for somebody else. That is your only reason for being. The moment you cross that line and you're going to cost the system money, they want you to just die. Like in Canada, go kill yourself. Your existence is to manufacture profit. That's all you're good for. That's the only reason they tolerate you existing at all. They said you're going to have to replace all of this stuff. Cost you thousands of dollars, whether you could afford it or not. Now, it turned out you didn't have to actually do that. You just kind of shoot some different oil in there, change your dryer out, shoot the 134, and it would cool, but it wouldn't cool nearly as well as the old R12 because you did need a bigger condenser. The vehicle came new from the factory with R134. It came with a bigger condenser in the front, and that helped it to work because it wasn't as efficient. You see, under actual, like a system that's working the way it should, you don't get rid of something that really works and is efficient to replace it with something less efficient. That doesn't even make any sense. But it does in the context of everything being a money scam. 134 was less efficient. You got to have a bigger condenser because it didn't work as good as the old stuff. Now you fast forward to today, and guess what? The patent has run out on 134, so guess what now is no longer climate friendly? They're replacing it with some other new refrigerant. I don't remember the designation for it. But the problem with this new refrigerant is not only does it not work very good, it's also highly explosive. The same government that told you to take the vaccine that was totally safe and effective, now saying in the name of saving the planet, you got to have to use this new Freon. Guess who's going to hold the patent on it again? 134 had gotten cheap. Now it's going up through the roof because it's the same. They're running the same scam and we're all the marks. They're running the same scam over and over again. See, literally, 134 is killing the planet. We're going to have this new, more safe, environmentally friendly Freon. The only downside is it's extremely flammable. So, you know, if you're in a car wreck, it's just you can add one more thing that might explode and kill you. But hey, it's a small price to play for the ozone hole or whatever the hell else. Now, in this world of environmental make-believe, they're prosecuting this guy Because in Mexico, you can still buy this shit cheap. But you can't have it here in the U.S. They never explain how it is that the Freon exists across the imaginary borderline. The borderline, by the way, which the same government just lets whoever the hell walk across. Would these illegals get sent back if they were all carrying Freon in their backpacks? This is a good question. But this guy brings some Freon and is going to destroy the environment. The whole article is riddled with, you know, a bunch of hysterical womanly nonsense about, you know, oh my gosh, the planet and climate change. But they never address the question. Well, somebody in Mexico is using the Freon because they're not stupid. If it's somehow leaking out in Mexico, what, is there a line? You know, it's like the flat earthers say that, you know, what happens when you get to the edge? There's an ice wall out there. There's an ice wall. You'll hit the ice wall. Is there an ice wall? Is there an imaginary line that goes up? We have shields, you see. We keep that over there. As if this so-called deadly Freon isn't going to just simply drift across. I remember years ago, there were like manufacturing places in California, back when California actually still attempted to produce something besides grapes, homosexuals, and drug addicts. They had manufacturing there. Well, they came in and said, "Well, y'all are painting this stuff, and the paint fumes are killing the planet, so you're not going to be allowed to paint it anymore. You're going to paint the stuff you're creating." And so the companies moved like 20 miles across the imaginary line to Mexico and went back to painting the stuff. Because, you know, it's in a different place. It's over the line. The winds never blow from the south and just blow it back up. It's funny, and because it's stupid. And it's stupid because it's all make-believe. It's all based on lies. It's no... Now it's just climate change. They don't even really talk about no ozone hole anymore. That story just kind of ran out of gas. Pun intended. Anyway, the long and short of this story, which I didn't care very, very much of, because you can imagine. You've got everybody walking across the border. They have no idea where they're going, what their intentions are, what their backgrounds is. But they're going to throw the book at this guy. They're going to throw the book at this guy because he had the nerve to bring some Freon over and attempt to resell it, make a few bucks. How dare you try to make a few bucks? They're throwing the book at this guy because he's destroying the planet. He's lucky he didn't get deemed a threat to national security because of the ozone hole. And DuPont needs to make more money. If Michael Hart, 58, can go to Mexico and buy Freon, come back and sell it, how the hell that could, if everybody could do that, how's DuPont going to mark that shit up, make their big profit? Buying shares, you can be buying shares in DuPont. It's going to go through the roof. Not only get to pocket the huge inflated prices of the 134 going out, they'll profit from the new highly explosive Freon. That no doubt won't work. Basically like putting propane in your AC system. Why we pretend? All these people come across the border. Everybody pretends and still goes through the security theater at the airport. Because we got to do it. We got to keep ourselves safe. You don't know who could be getting on that plane. That 90-year-old grandma in the wheelchair... She could be a hidden terrorist with a box cutter or something. Got to go through the theater. I go on pretending that somehow all of this makes some sort of sense. There's a hole in the ozone. We're destroying the climate. The world's going to potentially end in the year 2000 because of the computer won't know what day it is. We're all going to die on an airplane because terrorists with box cutters could take us all down and crash us into the Twin Towers. the never-ending threat to our democracy, values of who we are, just never ends. It's just one lie on top of another. The government is fixing to omnipotently change time yet once again so that we don't forget their never-ending power, the power they have over time itself, as we all obediently get up and change our clocks and just go on, carried on by the very momentum, no matter how ridiculous the excuses are. I do hope you have a good weekend. I appreciate you joining me today. I plan to be back here Monday for the Monday installment of the Daily Nationalist. And as always, I encourage you to try to check out all of our great content here on Radio Albion that we put up. New content every day, Monday through Friday, not on the weekends. Hope you'll get a chance to check that out. And as always, keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.